Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. In today's session, we're going to be continuing on the overarching theme of career planning by focusing on making a plan based off of your prior work. Creating a career plan can be stressful and confusing enough. There's no need to reinvent the wheel on this journey. At every chance, you should be making this easier for yourself, and you already have, even if you may not realize it. All parts of your life experience can, and in fact should, influence your career plan. We are going to be using the language of work experience, but this also applies to internships, volunteering, sports groups, extracurricular activities, really anything that has informed who you are as a person now. A great place to start is to ask yourself the following questions. What work experiences have you had in the past? List them out, write them down. FYI, this will help a lot when you start creating your resume. What positives were in those past experiences? What were the negatives of those situations? What did you learn about yourself? What do you wish you had done differently? What positions other than your own interested you or disinterested you in the company? And why were you interested or disinterested in those positions? Why did you choose that particular position? And money is a very applicable answer because that will inform your career plan moving forward. Once you have answers to these questions and any other questions you ask yourself, based on your past experiences, add them to your future plans you are creating. Even when you find yourself in a career situation that might not be positive, that is still valuable information. Perhaps the most valuable information, in fact, because that will inform you on what you do not want moving forward. It is the limiting factor that will make future decisions so much easier for you. So don't be afraid to take some calculated chances in your career plan, because that will allow you to gather additional information that you didn't have before. And remember, information is the currency of careers. With this, I am not, capital N-O-T, not, suggesting that you intentionally get into a career situation that you know beforehand are not interesting to you or toxic. That will not help you moving forward. I am just suggesting that you allow your plan to be flexible to opportunities that you would not initially think of. I want to give you a couple of personal examples to clarify this point because it could be easily misunderstood. As I was going through my master's in school counseling, I had at the time a very rigid plan for my life. I was getting my master's degree so that I could become an academic advisor in a psychology department, and that was my plan. I was sticking to it and nobody was going to shake me from it at the time. During my program, I needed internship hours in school counseling situations. That was a requirement of the program. But due to my desire to work in collegiate settings, I was given permission to do about 30% of my hours outside of the K-12 system. So, I got my high school counselor internship like I was required to do, but the only collegiate level counseling position I could get was a career advising position. Remember, I was set on academic advising, not career advising at the time. Initially, I went into this career advising position a little close-minded, to be honest, because my plan of being an academic advisor in a specific department was all I was focusing on. This all changed, however, as I spent more time in the career advising office, working specifically with undeclared and changing major students. I learned that I loved talking to students about their education and how it could tie into their career journey, and even how to make their educational and career goals work better together. I also came to know that I really enjoyed the broad range of students that I got to interact with rather than one specific department. This experience completely changed my career trajectory by prompting me to grow my career goals to outside of only doing academic advising and nothing else. Now, on the other side of the coin, I was also doing the high school counseling that was required for my master's program. This was not a positive experience for me. I did not enjoy the work I was doing in any capacity. I'm not speaking bad on K-12 school counselors, they are hugely important, it just really was not for me. The reason that I share this personal story is to highlight my point in allowing your career to be flexible and open to opportunities that you might not initially consider. You might find an area like I did with career advising that you had not previously considered, but is actually a really, really good option for you once you start experiencing that job area firsthand. Or it is certainly possible that you have an experience like I did with school counseling, where you are able to definitively say, yeah, no, this one's not for me, and then you don't have to look in that area anymore at all. Set up your plan to build on what you already have learned and move forward. The only way to really do career planning wrong is by doing nothing, If you are doing things and gaining information, you are progressing on your career plan. Once you have done the self-reflection on past experiences, start combining what you have learned into the information you have gathered from your self-assessments, both formal and informal, and exploration, to start creating action steps forward. After all, this is why we're doing this whole career planning thing, to give you a personalized roadmap to move forward and act upon. If you feel like you do not have a good roadmap moving forward for your career, that just means we need to add more information from your self-assessments, exploration, and past experiences. Career planning also is not a one-time process that you do once and never revisit. It's a growing process that should be added to all the time. This is why I recommend scheduling out specific career planning time in your day so that you can add information to your plan moving forward as you move forward. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, please visit us at dorenseif.usc.edu, Career Pathways, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.